Welcome, and thanks for stopping by. A lot has been going on this past year, and certainly within the last couple of months, things have certainly, hopefully, changed and improved for many small business owners and operators. Problem is that you can't always count on something that you're not sure of. Businesses are competing for cash today. You're competing against the big retailers, the big box stores, as they're called, as well as chain stores in local areas that seem to have a monopoly on things. You know, the big companies, they went out and chartered their own ships, and they did everything that they can afford to do. But the mom-and-pop shops, they don't have that kind of luxury. However, some, and I hope many, mom-and-pop shops actually were aware that things may be getting difficult to get and ordered things in advance while they were still orderable. However, we won't know that. The question that many business owners and operators, especially small to sometimes medium-sized business owners and operators, ask, what can I do with social media to make my business more effective in not just getting back the people that have come here, but those I haven't served yet? You know, for a restaurant, it's extremely important to accomplish a number of things, not only to bring people in, but to have them order in sufficient amount so that it's profitable for them. A big profit item for restaurants is generally dessert, believe it or not, especially with today's marketplace. You can only raise your prices so much before time people say, wait a second, with all the other things going on, I can't afford to go out and buy these things or eat it out as often as I would like or enjoy some of the food that I always enjoy. Value is always a key word. Give value. The idea of, you know, if you're a coffee shop, having a free cup of coffee once in a while, that may be enticing. However, for a restaurant, to offer, you know, a free coffee or a free cupcake, it's not exactly an incentive for me to come in and spend X amount of dollars to get a free coffee and a cupcake. Maybe I don't even drink coffee or don't like cupcakes, whatever the case may be. So when you post your services on social media, and most businesses today have a social media account, if not a website, you have to consider what would motivate someone to come back. A two-for-one special definitely would motivate them. Giving a substantial discount, offering a free meal with every three that you buy, something that's substantial. This does make a difference. Buy two toys and get one for $12 and under free. Nothing wrong with that. Come for an oil change and we'll check your tires for free. Come for an oil change and we'll rotate your tires for free. You have to put yourself in the customer's seat or in the client's seat. What would motivate them to come to me? If you're a law firm or a CPA firm or a professional service firm, insurance, etc., what would motivate someone to come to me? Why would someone want to come to my law office instead of the other one down the street? What do I offer them that they don't get from them? They may offer it, but they may not be, nobody else is aware of it until you go to the office. However, if you make it available to them online, maybe they will. You never know. For a retail business, the lifeblood of retail business is emails. And the only way you're going to get email is going to ask somebody at the cash register generally, would you give me your email address and I'd like to send you exclusives for our customers. You know, everybody likes to think of themselves as special. Everybody likes to get offers that are special. The more specially targeted you can do, which we have a word for, by the way, it's called local social media. Getting social local is what we say. And that's targeting the people that are in your area to come into your business. And there's an awful lot of ways to do that. Very simple, very effective ways. But if you don't ask, it ain't never going to happen. Now, one other thing which is new and unusual today and it's becoming popular more so than most people have realized since about 1999, around through there. And that is non-fungible tokens, NFTs. It's becoming popular. In fact, Macy's, if I remember correctly, is putting out its exclusive whatever on those NFTs. And what does that mean? If you're an artist and you've created something very special, you have only a certain number of ways in which you can promote that artistry. Hopefully, maybe someone with a local gallery says, oh, that's wonderful, put it in my gallery. But what if they don't? How do you get it out there? This is a great way of getting it out there, not just to one person, but to a whole series of people who would be interested in your art. And it's all digital. However, you can offer the original to someone who's willing to pay the price for it. Sort of like an auction in some ways, but hey, you never know. Non-fungible tokens, NFTs, are out there. There's a lot of things to be considered when you consider that. Who do you use to market it? Can I create it myself? What are the costs involved? There's something called gas fees, or the fees they charge you to use a service. They call it gas fees. Well, you know, nobody's delivering anything, but they are in a sort of term. So if you're interested in NFTs and you're an artist or a collector, or you have something to think is valuable that would be offered on NFTs, and if you're interested in some of our non-expensive, non-time-consuming social media promotion programs, visit our site. We're very simple. We're businesstoday2020.square.site, or leave a message and we'll call you back. And our phone number, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is 347-779-2610. All of us here hope you all had a safe and happy Thanksgiving season, and more importantly, that you remember two very important things. Be safe, be happy, be informed. And the second thing is, there's a lot of men and women out there, families, children all over our country, who are going through tough times right now for many different reasons. Sometimes, some way, if you can help them or help an organization that is taking care and doing the best they can to make a difference, please give and maybe even help. So again, thank you very much for stopping by. And remember, life doesn't go away because it's cold. Life changes and we adapt. Thanks a lot. Take care and have a good one.